begins relatively suddenly as an organized movement in 1787. And some people, most notably recently, Chris Brown, have noted in their work that this is only a few years after the 1783 conclusion of the American Revolution. So it comes at this very specific moment, I think, after the conclusion of the American Revolution. And it really begins in 1787 with the foundation of a society for effecting the abolition of the slave trade, which, as Chris Brown's work shows, actually came out of some early kind of summits, some early kind of meetings that were actually held here in Kent in the village of... Someone once told me you should pronounce it Teton, but it's spelt Teston. I'm not quite sure. No, I've never got anyone to give me a clear answer on it. But Margaret Middleton, Charles Middleton, who were two kind of keen evangelicals, and the Reverend James Ramsay of Teton, or Teston, one or the other, were kind of based here in Kent, actually. And so they kind of held a series of meetings, which included William Wilberforce and some of the other sort of luminaries, that ended up coming together. So the kind of elite formation of society is 1787.